This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
More about inflation than the virus, but in O Canada, glorious and free, we stand on guard for thee. Don't go over the border. The CDC added Canada to the highest risk travel list. Hey, everybody. Business as usual with me, Kate Delaney. Thanks for hanging with us on the show. So as we zig and zag in a couple of different directions, put on your life preservers. It might get a little bit rocky. It is pretty rocky out there, right? I'm sure that you are not shocked that in this new poll, in a way, people are talking about what's in their wallet, inflation. The buzz is, oh my God, are we going to be able to afford groceries? I don't think so. What is going to happen? How are we going to pay our taxes? On and on and on the struggle goes with the almighty dollar. So heading into what is, politically speaking, a very critical midterm election year, the top politicos are gauging the concerns of you and I, the American people. And we have shifted, my friends, like the sands of time. And just 37% of Americans name the virus as one of their top five priorities for the government to work on in 2022, compared with 53% of us who said it was a leading priority at the same time a year ago. The economy, it's the economy, stupid, outpaced the pandemic in the open-ended question, with 68% of respondents mentioning it in some way as their top concern. Where do these numbers come from? Oh, not from the magical tree. Instead, they come from the Associated Press and NORC, the Center for Public Affairs Research, finding that management of the coronavirus pandemic, once an issue that might have favored President Joe and the Dems, is starting to crack and recede in our minds. And why is that? Because pandemic or not, you have to feed your family. Pandemic or not, you have to keep a roof over your head. I just got back from a trip to San Antonio. And let me tell you, there are a lot of people that can't keep a roof over their head. And that would be lots of homeless people. I wasn't necessarily stunned that there was a huge homeless population. But in chatting with some people, I realized that many of the people who found themselves in cars, in a tent, in a situation they never thought they'd be in, it was because of what has been happening with jobs, the pandemic, etc., and trying to take and get children to and fro, where it's like a wild roller coaster ride where they're being jerked in different directions of school's on, school's not on, you must take this test, where are they going? They have to be tested for the virus. And the list of what happens to people in those vulnerable spots is so sad and so scary. And it's just gotten worse because of where we are in the world right now. But don't go to Canada. And I'll tell you about that later. Right at the top, let's go to our pal Grim in Mississippi. Grim, how are you?
Well, you know, Kate, I've had a lot better days. Most people have. Everybody else come down with the C-19. Me, I get that cellulitis, and I'm in the hospital for the 2 years. Everybody's dying.
Wow.
And I didn't have what was normal called triple bypass, Kate. I had five bypasses. And I'm only functioning on about 20% of my heart. It's been a lot less because what's even made it worse, and I tried to get in when you had topic on the show, is romance crime. I've literally had two women tear my heart apart and robbing me of everything I have. I don't know if you've been following me on Instagram.
Yes, and oh, Grim, we so feel for you. 20% of your heart, 5 bypasses. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm barely alive. You know, the doctors just call me a walking miracle.
Yeah.
But with these two women, they're killing me. One of them is a Air Force captain that was supposed to be a vascular surgeon, and she got close to $12,000 from me, supposedly so she could ship gold. It's a long story. But the other one is dead sure. She's Instagram's number one model and representative of the Air Force. And she's got $12,000. And I have done everything in my power to just have them. Well, you know what a romance crime is.
I do. Yes.
You would not believe the storyline. I'm here to let Alyssa Magan and Tarango Foster both know that if I have to swear out warrants, I will. Because I have given them 8 months of my life and $30,000, which is all I ever own.
Well, Grim, you know, yeah. We say you got to protect your heart and keep shouting out and trying to rattle that cage the way that you are. We are very concerned about you. 20% of your heart, 5 bypasses. Oh my, oh my. It's not about inflation. It's not about COVID. It's about you surviving and being able to thrive, my friend. That's what it's about.
That's the funny part. That's the funny part. Everybody caught C-19. I'm sitting around them in the hospital for 2 years. And I get an enlarged heart due to cellulitis.
I like that laugh. You gotta laugh. That's the key, right? You gotta keep the heart pumping.
I got a couple of good stories for you that'll all right. make you laugh.
All right, you gotta come back on our night. We're gonna do a night of what hurts the heart because we've got, of course, the biggest day for the heart coming up.
Everybody is hurting in this country. I won't deny that. Everybody is.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Grim, please, please take care of yourself. I'm glad you checked in with us. And don't let anyone get you down. Absolutely. Keep fighting the good fight.
I want to, because you never know. I may not be around tomorrow.
Well, big hugs from all of us on the show. And hang in there. Absolutely. Wow. So Grim is somebody who listened to the show for a very, very long time and supported it in the very beginning days of coming on the air in Mississippi, and had great stories to tell about things that he was doing and what was happening with his professional life and what was happening in his world. And slowly he's seen it, as he said, they're torn apart in different directions. And that's what I said at the beginning. People getting torn apart economically and finding themselves in situations they never thought they would be in. When consumer prices go up almost 7% for the 12 months ending in November, a nearly 4-decade high, it's just too hard on household finances. They bend and then eventually they break.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
In fine, he's way behind, so he's willing to make a deal. When he come across this young man sawing off fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumps up on him for some silly.
Oh, let me tell you why. Yes, you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you can't take it there, I'll make a bet with you. You play a pretty good fiddle, son, but if the devil is you, I bet a fiddle of gold against you, so I think I better than you.
Boys,
my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, and you're gonna regret I'm the best it's ever been.
Johnny rocks up your bow and play your fiddle hard. Losing your dad, the devil is
yeah, what well, about Georgia? Georgia won the college football national championship title. They beat Alabama. Roll Tide did not roll. The final score, 33-18. It's Georgia's first national title in football since the 1980 season. Wow. And first win against Alabama since 2007. They deserve it. They grinded it out is what they did. That's exactly what they did. A big interception made a huge difference late in the game, and the Georgia offense did what they had to do to get points on the board, methodically going down the field late in the fourth quarter. Brock Bowers celebrating a scoring touchdown, and, you know, hearts were thumping. And I think Alabama fans, and I know we've got people listening in both places, we're pretty bummed because, you know, at one point, and I was watching, working, Alabama got the lead, 18-13, and it looked like, here's Saban. But there were a couple of confusing things that happened, and the Tide didn't roll on to the win, like I said. Instead, it was Georgia, and that interception was the key thing. Keely Ringo. An interception late in the fourth quarter, taking it to the house. And then that was the final score, 33-18. The house, by the way, wasn't in Georgia or Alabama because it's always played in a neutral site. And so This was Indianapolis instead. That's where they play. 20 degrees in Indianapolis, but they play in a dome. So, yeah. So congratulations to Georgia, and that's something to celebrate because it's tough to get that win over Alabama, no matter what year you're talking about, and to be able to beat them for the first time since 2007, like I said, and first national title since 1980. That is a very, 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 very well-deserved win for them. And an unlikely scenario, according to some. But I think that that game could have gone either way. I said that on a previous show, although my prediction was that Alabama would narrowly win it, and it was the opposite because of a key interception and a few other things that happened in that game. All right, speaking of happening, and I mentioned it right at the top, the idea of crossing into Canada. I can't tell you how many times I casually went into Canada when I was in upstate New York, and we have people listening in upstate New York, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. Hey, we're running over to Canada. We're getting some of those really good aspirin they have up there. We're getting XYZ. You have like a little list of what people want you to bring back. But the CDC added Canada to the highest risk travel list. Not the only country that you're advised not to travel to, but Canada makes it because of what they're seeing with Omicron. They recorded almost 295,000 new cases for the week ending January 8th. These are numbers from Johns Hopkins University. So what you need to know is when you got a quarter of a million new cases a week, Canada is up high on the list. A level 4 is what they call it. And so when you have that many people getting it, you know, you cross over the border for some of that Tim Horton coffee and some of those other things I mentioned, a little list you might have with you, and it's maybe not so safe because you could end up getting a case of the Omicrons. And who wants that? Oof, not at all. And Canada issued an advisory to its citizens asking they avoid all non-essential international travel as well, because that's, of course, part of Canadians were escaping in numbers, in record numbers. But they want to get, people want to get away. They want to get away from this. But there is nowhere you can run. Level fours, if you were thinking of France, forget it. Iceland, forget it. Oh, I love Ireland. Ireland, forget it. Italy, forget it. Netherlands, Portugal, South Africa, Spain, Switzerland, and the UK. So the same thing with the UK. And it's interesting because what's happening in the UK is pretty intriguing. Boris, the Prime Minister, is launching Living with COVID. It's his new plan. How do you live with COVID? Well, we are living with COVID, right? Because the official death toll in England has passed 150,000, much less than in the United States, right? But the government decided we got to draw up this plan, and that's what we're calling it. That you got, we got to roll up our sleeves. What does that mean? It means to avoid any long-term restrictions to try to get their nation back into some form of normality since the first lockdown in 2020. The Prime Minister decided that what needs to happen is for these non-risk situations, a reduction in isolation periods. And the UK is just the seventh country to pass the landmark of 150,000, of course, following the US, India, Brazil, Mexico, Russia, Peru. But more than 1.2 million cases have been confirmed in the past week. So, of course, the Omicron, it gives equally all over the place. So Boris Johnson is saying, we're going to ride out Omicron. We're going to ride out this wave without new restrictions. So he's saying no to the restrictions. They're not going to do it. You know, often when we have authors on from different parts of the United Kingdom, they come on and they tell us about how some of the restrictions have just put a stranglehold on these towns. And he says, look, it's pointless to keep giving more and more vaccines to people who are not going to get very ill. We should just let them get ill and deal with that. That's what he said, that it's just pointless to do that. And this was worded through the chairman of the government agency, is what they call it, thinking booster jabs should only be given to the most vulnerable of the Brits, you know, period. So it is about living with COVID. And the word endemic keeps getting thrown around. What is endemic? It just means that we're going to have to live with it. It's like the flu, that it's going to become like the flu. That's the expectation. And that's what Boris Johnson is banking on, that this is the kind of strategy that we have to have, that it's going to be here. So what we're going to do is we're going to have these free lateral flow tests that will be on the shelves for the public within a couple of weeks. And then you can tell the high-risk settings, all of that, by taking those tests and the shorter isolation periods, because it's so much harder when, as we know, when you've got 10 days of isolation versus 5 days, something that we just went through here in the United States. So, you know, Omicron is devastating services and schools and travel, and workers are sick or they're in quarantine, sick as sick. And if you're flooded with Omicron, you can't go to work. So millions of Americans are starting to get stuck at home over the last couple of weeks. And it seemingly keeps going up and up and up and up. And, you know, even in some cities, almost a quarter of the trash collection workforce, the garbage dudes, the guys I love who pick up the crazy amounts of garbage that we sometimes have on my street, they've called in sick because they've got it. So they have to call off. There's no question about that. It's going to be bad in some places because of staff shortages. That's what it is. Whether it's picking up garbage or whether it's responding to calls, that's people working overtime. When we're talking about fire, we're talking about police, we're talking about EMS. But it is pretty scary when the names get thinner and thinner on the board. Critical work shortages for schools. Airlines, we saw that. Just crushed, canceling so many flights. In fact, this is a crazy number. 25,000 flights have been canceled since Christmas. 25,000. We were supposed to take the show next week to Los Angeles. Canceled. Put on hold because of all of this. Because everything is getting canceled, so it doesn't make any sense, right? Oof. Doom and gloom, but trust me, there are silver linings. You're up next, getting your thoughts in the mailbag.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is thinking ahead. In an interview Monday, he told Breitbart if Republicans win the House this November, he'll block Representatives Ilhan Omar, Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell, and other Democratic lawmakers from serving on committees.
If Eric Swalwell cannot get a security clearance in the private sector, there's no reason why he should be given one to be on Intel or Homeland Security. Ilhan Omar should not be serving on foreign affairs.
Russia and the U.S. tried to talk it out, but the two remained far apart after discussions surrounding diffusing tensions at the Ukraine border idled. Moscow keeps insisting on guarantees to halt NATO's eastward expansion and even roll back the military's alliance deployments in Eastern Europe. Washington is firmly rejecting the demands as a non-starter. You're listening to USA Radio News. Investigators are trying to determine why safety doors failed to close in a New York City high-rise when a deadly fire broke out on Sunday, killing 19 people.
At least 19 people were killed, including 9 children, when the city's deadliest fire in more than 30 years burned through a Bronx, New York apartment high-rise Sunday morning. The 5-alarm blaze was blamed on a malfunctioning space heater, Fire Commissioner Dan Nigro.
This fire began in an apartment that spans 2 floors on the 2nd and 3rd floor of the building. It started in a malfunctioning electric space heater. That was the cause of the fire.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Pfizer announced on Monday it expects to have a vaccine that targets the Omicron variant as well as other COVID-19 variants ready in March. Omicron has been described as many in the health community as a more contagious but less severe variant. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Oh, let's stick in the mail.
Here I stand in the middle of the mail room. Virtual mail is flowing all over the place thanks to all of you. You, and the two tall guys in the back. So as we dive into it, this one from Teddy, who says, "Hey, Kate, what's going on, boss lady, with terrible Putin and our conflict with Russia? Are we going to raise the flag and go after the Putin, keep him out of the Ukraine, or is it more diplomatic dancing?" Oh, it's more diplomatic dancing. I mean, what has it been billed as? High-stake talks. What kind of talks between the U.S. and Russia? A couple of phone calls where one version is completely different than the other version. President Joe and Vladimir Putin have different versions of what they talk about when they get off that phone, if you read between the line. So, and it is a line. It is a hard line. Washington rejected demands from Moscow that NATO cease expansion at the Ukraine, not be allowed to join the alliance. They hate it, don't want it. That is Putin's big sticking point. So alarm bells are ringing. The Biden administration has raised the possibility of a bilateral agreement on missile systems similar to what is now in the mothballs. It's defunct, the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, which sounds really scary, and it is, right? If you think they would stick to the treaty. So the U.S. withdrew from under the Trump administration, probably for that reason, and it potentially sets limits on the size and scope of military exercises as sort of a means of convincing Russia to reduce its troop buildup on the border with the Ukraine. So harsh economic sanctions, that's what Putin is being threatened with. If Russia does launch military incursion into the Ukraine, will they do that or not? I mean, supposedly the talks, at least these diplomatic talks, have been frank and forthright as they're being described, which means it's not the calls between Biden and Putin, it's what happens, the lower-level calls, afterwards. So are we really going to see any big breakthroughs on this? Is tension going to be reduced along that border? I mean, is there really hope for the Ukraine? And what is Putin's ultimate motivation? I love what they say. It's a mystery. It's not a mystery. He wants to own all the pieces on that side of the board. He wants it under Russian rule. Because what is he, if not a dictator? That's the deal. Does he want to cozy up? Does he want to be part of anything where it talks about lessening the role of Russia? The answer to that is no. Is there any indication that that has ever been something that Putin is interested in? No. It's not. So it is about dancing. And I do fear for the Ukrainian people. Will there be movement into the Ukraine? And the answer is, you know, stay tuned. Because there definitely has been enough movement that would be easy to kick that switch on and have it happen. I mean, look, the U.S. is trying to ward off this conflict in the talks with Russia. So you have to do it, I guess, right? But I don't see any big movement in that direction. And so you say harsh economic sanctions, and what does that mean, and who does that trickle down to? And the answer would be, I guess, the people. Because there's not going to be anything harsh for Vladimir Putin. His feelings personally are not going to be hurt. What he cares about is amassing more territory. That's it, period. All right, this one is from Sandy, who says, "Hey, Kate, I'm watching what's happening with Omicron, and I'm just so tired of talking about it. I think everyone in my circle is tired of talking about it. It's almost like a three-minute conversation. Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, we just nod our heads because we know that's why we can't do this, or this is why this was called off, or whatever it might be. Best guess, when do you think... I know it won't be back to normal, but when do you think we'll have some semblance of what we had for a little while in the summer, where people were much happier and were getting a chance to get together and they weren't catching a virus, whether it was one that would send you into a spiral in the hospital or one that's not as severe if you're vaccinated?" Well, I think Omicron is 6 to 8 weeks from the research that I've seen. And of course, there's no way to exactly know that, right? There isn't. And we've got sick staff at these hospitals that have to call in. And then you have this thing of Deltacron that's coming up next, which is terrible. And the update on that is, and I say it's terrible because it's just another variant, but the update on that is it's due to possible lab contamination. I mean, for goodness sake, people, a lab processing error? So this is the deal. There's doubts over reports of this new strain that would combine Delta and Omicron, Deltacron. So why is that? Because there's people that are sick and they're testing it, and it's been reported. This was a researcher in Cyprus that had discovered this potential new variant. Now they're saying, oh, it might just be a screw up in the lab. Might just be a screw-up in the lab. That might be what it is. And for the 25 cases of this weird mutation, it's too early to tell. Is it a new strain, or what is it really that we're looking at? So there's kind of some cracks in that. Deltacron, probably not real, maybe. Right? It might not be real, even though it's trending all over the place. But it could be this bizarre sequencing thing that happened. So even when we think we know, we don't know. And this just might be this lab contamination of fragments in a specimen. Nice. Oh, boy, oh, boy. So it's sequencing. And that's part of what they're looking at as they look at these viruses and the mutations and all of that. So the answer is, if we're just talking about Omicron, 6 to 8 weeks. So maybe March is looking good. Maybe March will be good. But then, of course, it'll be spring break, and what will the outcry be? Oh, don't gather in these big, don't be unvaccinated and gather in these areas where lots of people will be together, because, again, that could be a spreading situation right on the heels of Omicron. So don't think that there won't be a warning with that. There probably will be. How about this one from Hank, who is listening to us in Sandusky? Must be 660 AM WMIC. Oh, great station up there. Talk about the thumb. Talk about Michigan. And so Hank says, hi, Kate. Hi, listeners of America Tonight. I was hearing you talk about that tennis player and his bizarre saga over winning and trying to defend his title, a known anti-vaxxer who was told it was okay and he had an exception. Then he gets into the country and they pull his visa, and now they're still even taunting him with the possibility, even though a judge ruled in his favor, that his visa could still be threatened before he gets to play. Yeah, he's warming up because he returned to the tennis court on Monday. He got to train. He won at least a legal battle in Australia to play in the Open after his exemption, that's what you're talking about, from strict coronavirus vaccine rules was questioned. And the government is still threatening to cancel his visa and deport him. But he was released from the hotel. It was an immigration hotel for asylum seekers. He was there for 4 nights. And there's been a lot of interesting protests over that. So his visa was reinstated because it was pulled when he first arrived. So the judge ruled that he hadn't been given enough time to speak to his lawyers before the decision was made and ordered the government to release him from the Melbourne quarantine hotel where he was being held. But he still could get canceled. Who knew cancel would be such a big word in a couple different directions? He still could be. He did tweet out a photo. He and his team were on one of the main show courts of the tournament, and he was back training. So he's hoping that he's going to be able to defend his title, and didn't get into all the politics of it. He just said, I'm pleased and grateful the judge overturned my visa cancellation. Despite everything that's happened, I want to stay and try to compete at the Australian Open, and we'll see if that holds up, or if that collapses and it's reversed. Mm. So thanks for that question. Yeah, he has been a very vocal skeptic of vaccines, and he got an exemption. So he felt like he was clear because he had the exemption. And that's why they were there and were shocked when that didn't happen, because that's what they were told. Yeah. All right. How about this one? Quickly, let me get this one in. Sam says, Kate, pig heart. How about that? First ever heart transplant from a gene edited pig. Wow. That should, I would think, help people who possibly need organs in the future. Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up. That's a happy story. A Maryland man has lived with a pig heart for 3 days inside his chest. It's the first time what they call that gene-edited pig has been used in an organ donor. 57-year-old Dave Bennett agreed to be the first for the experimental surgery, thinking he would be lucky. 9-hour surgery replaced his heart with this 1-year-old 240-pound pig gene, edited and bred for that purpose. How cool is that? It could be promising for the future. Remember, you can always email me day or night, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Because she shares something in common with me. She likes cake. You can have your cake and eat it too. Zoe Francis is with us. She is an acclaimed pastry chef and a cookbook author. And she's got this brilliant new show that's coming up, Magnolia Network, Zoe Bakes. And you will learn so, so much. Hey, Zoe, thanks for coming on.
Hi, so nice to be here.
So let's talk about your show first on the Magnolia Network. What's that been like for you, Zoe Bakes?
Well, I have to say that it's been a bit of a dream come true for me because the show is like ultimately about baking, which is, you know, my love, but it's also about my community. Minneapolis started out as a food community. We grew wheat, and we have a milling history. And so I get to go out and visit with farmers and millers and producers and bakers and get to go to church basements and bake with people in people's homes and get inspired by what they're doing and then come home and bake. And my goal and my wish is that all the viewers will fall in love with baking just as I have and bake with me.
I like that, bake with you, and that's the key thing, because then you learn as you go along. And I know you get asked this question all the time, but I have to ask it. Do you have a favorite recipe?
Well, it really changes every day. it depends on my mood. It depends on the season. It depends who I've been with and what you know, they've been doing that inspires me. So everything from like a quick morning muffin to baking bread, coffee cakes and layer cakes. I mean, I could go on and on about the cakes. But absolutely everything. And, you know, everything from stuff that's very simple, one bowl, it to things that are a little bit more intricate and more of a project. And the thing is that I walk you through every single detail, every step. And so no matter what your experience level is, you can bake with me.
Ooh, that's key. So no matter, like, if you can't, you don't have to be intimidated because you're so amazing. I mean, you're a trained pastry chef from the Culinary Institute of America, for goodness sake, and a very well-known name in the world of baking, so we don't have to be intimidated. One of the things you're known for is your special vanilla extract. How do we make that?
Yes, yes, it's my favorite. It's in every single recipe. And it's super easy to make. It's actually just two ingredients. You need vanilla beans. And then what you do is you just cut them down the length of the bean and then scrape out all the beautiful black seeds that are inside. And then you just put those into a jar. You want to use several so that you get a really nice, intense flavor. And then the secret is you just fill the bottle up with vodka, and the vodka disperses all those beautiful seeds and makes the extract. One thing that you have to do is shake up the bottle, and then you let it ripen or mature for like 3 or 4 months. So it is something you have to think ahead, but then once you have it, you can have it forever because I just keep adding more beans and more vodka. I've had one bottle since 2012, and I just keep refreshing it, and it's absolutely the best vanilla you'll ever have.
Ooh, I love that. I was just scribbling that down. So congratulations, too, by the way, not on just this new show, but also on your book that came out last March, Zoe Bakes Cakes. Was that a fun book to put together?
Yes, it was. You know, I love cake. I mean, everybody adores cake, and it's sort of the symbol of every occasion, from birthdays to weddings. But you don't actually need an occasion to eat cake. Like, Tuesday is a good enough reason for me. So there's everything in there, from one bowl recipes to actually I finished the book with a wedding cake for people who are interested in doing that. And there's everything in between. And it's just been, this book probably has more of me and my soul in it than anything else I've done, except for the show, which is just my joy.
And your show, like I said, is on the Magnolia Network. So how can we find it?
It's on the Magnolia Network on Sundays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time.
All right, 2 p.m. I'm there, absolutely. Zoe, yay! What a delight. What a delight to meet you. As soon as we're off this, I'm making that vanilla extract. I'm not kidding you. I'm going to hunt you down. I'm going to send you a photo
You're
of it. Thank
love
you.
It.
I am going to love it.
Thank
Zoe
you
Francis,
so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, all that talk about cake makes me want some cake. Does it make all of you want cake? What is your favorite cake, right? Like, we need cake now more than ever during this pandemic. Chocolate cake, or is it red velvet layer cake? You know what? Red velvet layer cake, I really, really like that. I never, ever had it until I moved to the South. And they I'm sure you can get it anywhere, right? But there's something about how moist it is, the way it looks. It's so good. I would put that on the top of my list. Of course, I'll have to walk another 5 miles a day with the dog if I eat a whole bunch of cake. So moderation, right? It's all about moderation. All right, it's all about navigating the new now. And the new now is still what's open and what's not open and what are we seeing when it comes to, you know, going to various conferences or going to listen to some live music or, you know, whatever it might be. And it's no surprise that the CES 2022, which is a huge deal consumer electronics show, the turnout at Vegas fell 70%. I mean, normally the place would be jammed because people want to see the latest gadgets. So 45,000 people went to the event that was a couple of days. It wrapped up on Friday. More than 170,000 were there for the 2020 convention, just to give you an idea. But 45,000 versus nobody, you know, it's challenging. The spike in infections, this Omicron, I mean, that's part of it, right? So at the conference, you got to wear masks on the floors and show proof of vaccination before people arrived and all of that. Then you had a bunch of big tech companies that pulled out of the conference a couple of weeks before the event. Because why? They're going to send their people, and what if their people get it, and then it spreads, and then they have the same problem that everybody else has. They have staff shorting problems. And that's why remote work is so acceptable. All right, this isn't acceptable to me. We're getting all the word is you can start filing your taxes by January 24th this year. Woohoo! I don't know if you're getting a refund or not, but the other side of that is, so you do your diligence and fill out your taxes, but if you're getting a refund, you may be waiting for a while. They are backed up big time. I mean, the IRS got hit with a pandemic like everybody else, so there are people that are still waiting for their money from their return. Oh, wouldn't that be the worst? Because people count on that, right? People count on not 12 months later getting money that they're owed, but what can you do? Because, like I said, they're dealing with the same problem trying to process all of these returns. This is why I say this all the time, seriously. I am so for a fair tax or a flat tax. I'm not sure really which direction I would go in. I know that I've investigated both of them. We've had people on in the past, and we'll do that again eventually. Like, what is the answer to the three dreaded letters? And the three dreaded letters is IRS. Nobody ever seems to be happy about what the IRS is doing, unless they work for the IRS, I guess. Maybe even then they're not happy. I don't know. And, of course, people are going to complain no matter what. But when you're expecting money back and it's 12 months, 13 months later, yikes. So I have a feeling some people may drag their heels on the whole tax thing. Although, if you want to get that refund, probably you're going to file it faster, sooner than later. Maybe both of the checks will cross in the mail or electronically end up in your bank account. All right, on that note, big shout out to the great Nate for his work on the technicals of this show. And all of you for hanging in there. It's 2022. Let's make this count. Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.